Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Good afternoon to everyone on this very beautiful Friday. Welcome to ACC Global News. We are live. We are worldwide. Again, we want to welcome all of our listeners from North America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and I am very, very happy to be with you all today. We have a very wonderful show and really a very wonderful and inspiring guest. Her name is Kamantha Naidoo. And she is what we call a lifestyles coach. The name of her practice is called the Health Babe, Eat, Think, and Live. So you're really going to be very fascinated with a lot of the points that she will hit on today. Just to remind everyone, it is Friday the 10th of June. It is now 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For all of our listeners who do live abroad, please remember that our interview over here with Kamantha will be archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site, so you can enjoy our interview with Kamantha really at any time of the day. Our special guest today, Kamantha Naidoo, a little bit about her history. Now, she is a qualified counselor. She is also an educator. And she, which many coaches don't have, she is also a fitness instructor and a wellness practitioner. So what Kamantha really has, it's a lifelong passion to really help people enhance their quality of life. And as you know, we can all use that. So for the many people, many of us out there that are, let's say, overweight and maybe even depressed, and many times we make this decision that we want to get better, we want to look better, we're going to go on this diet, and, you know, we try everything we can. We do the Jenny Craig and the Weight Watchers, and we try to go to the gym, and we focus on the body, but we never really focus on the mind or any of the mental issues that we're really dealing with. Do we really feel that maybe if we fix one issue, it'll just magically fix the other? And as you know, a few weeks later, the weight is back on, and we just feel horrible again. What our special guest today, Kamantha Naidoo, actually does, it's really focused on the mind, body, and heart. And what she has learned is that this method or this approach, it gives long standing results. And that's exactly what we are looking for. To our audience today, I am very proud to introduce to you lifestyles coach Kamantha Naidoo. Kamantha, how are you doing on this beautiful Friday? Hello? We seem to have a small connection issue. Hold on 1 second. Let's try to get Kamantha on the line. Kamantha, are you with us? Let's try one
can
more
you hear
time.
Me?
Yes, I can hear you now, Kamantha.
Oh,
we thought that we lost you. I'm very happy that we have you. Again,
no,
to the
I'm
audience,
right here.
I present to you Lifestyles Coach Kamantha Naidoo. So, Kamantha, what I really want to start on today, Can you really explain to our audience who is or what is the Health Babe? What really led you to create lifestyle coaching?
That's a great question. Thanks, Matthew. The Health Babe is my personal brand. So it is a brand that I started just over 2 years ago, and it emphasizes on the practice of eating, thinking, and living healthily, just as my motto states. The Health Babe relates to women between the ages of 20 to 35 mainly, and it's really just a fun, relatable brand that I came up with to motivate women to look at themselves and look at what areas of their life they can improve so that they can be a better version of themselves.
That's very interesting. Can you really share with the audience some of the areas you really focus on when you're working with these clients and helping them achieve like this healthy mind as well as body?
Yeah. Look, when I first start working with my clients, I try to identify as many obstacles that are coming in up in their life as possible. So often these obstacles will include negative people like toxic friends or toxic family members that are standing in the way and creating obstacles for them. I look at unhelpful habits and areas that need a bit more TLC. So often with my clients, I'll look at eating habits, sleeping habits, their day-to-day routines, their thinking strategies and habits. And I basically look at just different parts of their life, what's going well and what's not going so well. And then once I've identified these areas, I try my best to work with them to help find strategies that will help them achieve their goals.
It's probably very effective. So, Commander, a big reason why that we did select you is because you really have a wonderful story. Can you really share with our audience some of your own personal struggles and how this has really impacted you really as a person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Matthew, as with most people, we've all had our struggles, but for me, I remember, you know, being this child who, like most kids, was bullied. I was bullied in primary school. I wasn't one of the cool kids, unfortunately. I was bullied even in middle school. And, you know, along with bullying came a lot of insecurity, a lack of confidence, and comfort eating. Comfort eating was something that made me feel good.
Many of us suffer from that, actually.
Oh, yeah. You know, after school, after a long day that was stressful, a day where I didn't feel so great because I didn't participate in gym or I had the basketball hit at my head again. I had those kind of days quite often. But I would come home and I would curl up with a big bowl of Cheetos or, you know, some candy. And that was something that I did as a kid. And so because of that, I suffered with a lot of weight problems. I would put on weight and then I would avoid food for, you know, weeks at a time, just eating like, you know, salads or just eating like the bare minimum. And then I would lose weight and my weight would yo-yo. And this was super unhealthy. My parents observed it. They were really worried about me. They were concerned. They tried their best to sort of help me with my eating habits, but really I needed to help myself. So, yeah, I had weight issues going from my childhood up until my early adulthood, and it really wasn't until I hit my 20s when I realized that I needed to change my eating. But, you know, before I changed my eating, I needed to also work on my confidence and my self-esteem.
Yeah.
And so as a teenager and as a young adult, I worked really hard on achieving a positive body image because, let's be honest, our self-love and our appreciation of ourselves does not necessarily come from what's in front of us in the mirror. And that was something I addressed very early on. Even when I was still dealing with weight issues, I needed to love myself and I needed to appreciate me regardless of what I looked like. And that's something that I address with my clients as well. It's like, you know, you need to love yourself regardless of whether Yeah, regardless of whether you've got a bit of extra weight on this week or you've got some pimples on your face because you ate some extra pizza last week, whatever it is, we need to love ourselves, not because of our physical looks, but because of who we are as people. So I worked on that. And then when I eventually, you know, got into my 20s, I started looking at my eating habits and how my comfort eating was affecting me. It wasn't just affecting my weight. It was affecting a lot of other areas as well. So that's part of my story, and that's something that I addressed as I became a practitioner, is how to eat healthier and how to be a better me.
And I know that's very important. So it's one of the big steps in achieving that success. Can you really, Camantha, can you explain to our audience how your lifestyle coaching method was actually developed?
Yeah. So initially I was a relationship and family counselor. And as most counselors, we deal with a lot of talking therapy with our clients. But it wasn't until I noticed my own health deteriorate due to stress that I realized that I needed to make changes in myself. And so I started to go to the gym, and I started to eat healthier, and I noticed a dramatic difference in my overall well-being. So I thought to myself, I wonder if I could, you know, apply some of these methods to my own practice. And so I did. With a few of my clients that I was working with at the time, during that guinea pig phase, I introduced, you know, talking about food, talking about what's good food, what's not so good food, helping them buy better options, fresher options. I also help my clients get moving. You know, a lot of the times I would work with single moms, and they wouldn't do a lot of exercise. I mean, their movement throughout the day was running around, chasing after their kids, running around in the kitchen, doing their shopping. But there wasn't a lot of attention focused on their own physical fitness or their own eating habits. And so when I started talking to them about how those things could be changed, and when they started implementing these changes, this is when I started to see amazing, amazing results with my clients. And they started to report things like better sleeping, weight loss, clearer skin. I remember one particular client telling me that her children said that she was a better mom because she was happier. And that's when I knew. I knew something
was
going well.
I was about to ask you some of the positive results that women can expect to receive for some of this. So you said as far as the overall mental health and the physical, all of that are benefits that they would receive from starting up with your program.
Totally, totally. My clients can expect to achieve a whole new version of themselves. Because I really dig deep. I make sure that I travel to my clients, you know, earlier stages of life and figure out, you know, things that were going on for them that have been obstacles throughout their life. And I really help them resolve any underlying issues. I don't believe in just a quick fix. I believe in deep, real changes.
Yes. And we're all usually looking for the quick fix, unfortunately, but it never seems to work.
It doesn't stick. It does not stick. We need something stronger than that.
So, Camantha, we see that you also cover really the fitness side of coaching as well. Can you really explain that in more detail to our audience so that they better understand this?
Yeah, for sure. You know, initially I was just doing basic boot camp style exercises with some of the kids of my clients. And then I started teaching my clients ways that they could increase fitness in their home life. One single mom, I had, you know, encouraged her to take her children for walks after school. And then they started enjoying these walks, and they couldn't wait to come home from school so they can go for a walk with mom around the block. And that's when I realized, hey, I wonder if I should become a personal trainer. And so I did. I became a personal trainer, and I started integrating fitness into my coaching, which means along with talking therapy, along with coaching my clients in my office. I also take them outside into a park or to a gym, and I teach them how to train their body, how to build muscle, how to increase their cardiovascular strength. I work with individuals, and I work with couples. So that means one-on-one, yeah, with a husband and wife or boyfriend and girlfriend, addressing their relationship issues and also helping them increase their physical fitness. And what I've seen is that it also stimulates a much healthier relationship between the two people.
And I agree, because, Camantha, I personally had the opportunity to view some of the videos on your website, and I was really impressed how you really cover both the mental but also the physical aspect of health. How soon can one expect to get these results once they actually start working with your program? Because that's really what we're all looking for. How long would someone expect to wait?
Mm-hmm. You know, Matthew, it truly depends on the person. Every individual is different. Every individual has their own obstacles, comes with a different shape, size, metabolism, you name it. There's so many differences in each individual. However, if someone is committed, if someone really wants to see change, and they are determined for positive change in themselves, then I believe that working with me one-on-one for around 4 to 6 weeks, you will definitely start to see changes, positive changes, in your transformation towards becoming your best version of yourself.
Oh, wow. That's not a long time at all.
Nope. As long as you're committed and you really want it.
Well, what I also noticed on your website, Camantha, is that you developed a program called the Bridal Bootcamp. Can you really explain to the audience what this program is and what it really entails?
Sure. The Bridal Bootcamp was designed specifically for brides. As you know, we have summer right now in North America, and that is also coinciding with wedding season. So we have a lot of brides, and they're getting married in the next few weeks, maybe even next few months, and they want to look good. So my boot camp is designed to take into consideration the stress that comes with planning your wedding. I often meet brides who want to look good for their wedding dress. They want to look toned and sexy and slim. But because of all the stress that comes with the preparation, they're putting on weight before the wedding. And they're not sleeping well. And they're eating junk. And they're just super, super, super stressed out versions of themselves. Some are even becoming bridezillas before the wedding. So with my bridal bootcamp, it is not just a fitness program. I work with my brides to address all areas. So again, you know, their thinking strategies, coming up with ways that will work for them where they can increase their mindfulness in day-to-day living so that they are more relaxed and able to handle the stress that is coming with the preparations of their wedding. I'm working on their physical fitness and also addressing their nutritional needs so that they're not eating junk and putting on unnecessary weight before the wedding day. So the Bridal Bootcamp is a comprehensive program that is specifically for brides to prepare them for their wedding day. And I also designed a Bridal Party Bootcamp, which is
I was about to ask that.
Yeah, it's designed for the bride to bring along her best friends, her sisters, her mom, her future mom-in-law, all the girls in her life that are her gang, her girl gang, who, you know, she wants with her to cheer her on, who will also be given the opportunity to lose weight and feel awesome with her on her wedding day. And I think that's empowering, to do this program together.
It definitely is. And I assume then that, what type of results have you gotten working with people with this program?
Because it is so intensive and because it is for those brides who want to see real results, I have seen happy, happy brides within, you know, a month, month and a half of working with me. They're seeing, you know, weight loss, they're seeing toning and definition, they're feeling happier, they're sleeping better, they're healthier, and their future husbands are pretty happy too.
So I to be honest, Samantha, I can hear that you're very excited speaking about your coaching practice, and knowing that you're really helping to physically and mentally empower women. Can you really tell our audience the personal satisfaction that you really get from seeing others benefit from your program?
Yeah, you know, Matthew, it makes me so happy. I feel fulfilled. I know that I have a purpose. And like from a young age, I knew I had a purpose. I knew that I loved people and I knew that I helping them. But coming into my full form as a lifestyle coach has helped me realize that my purpose is to facilitate change and to facilitate a way for women to feel empowered and able to take control of their life so that they can enable their own happiness. It's not coming from an outside source. It's coming from themselves. That gives me joy more than anything else.
That I definitely agree with. So can you tell our audience, Samantha, because I know a lot of people listening right now are definitely very interested. Where can they really go to learn more about your lifestyle coaching program?
You know, Matthew, I have so many different social platforms set up that I only started to work on when I first started my brand just over 2 years ago. So for obviously, I have a website, and it is thehealthbabe.com. I also have an Instagram account and a Facebook account, and on there I post food recipes, I post motivational quotes, I post helpful tips and advice. I supply a lot of free material for people all over the world who do reach out to me. They ask me questions, and I will post my answers. Any form of help that I can provide, I am here for a woman. I'm here for families. I'm here for everyone. But again, my brand is The Health Babe, and it's on Google. It's pretty much everywhere, and I'm pretty sure I'm easy to find.
Yeah, so if you hear that, everybody, that is thehealthbabe.com. So please go over there. You could definitely learn more. She is on numerous different social media sites. Since we do have a few minutes left over your command, if you could please share with the audience maybe one or two of the success stories that you have working with different people dealing with different issues.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of a few recent ones. Well, I have clients from all over the world, Matthew. One of my clients in Australia was working with me for about 12 months, and her goal was to achieve a better well-being, being in a very, very stressful job environment. So she loved her career. She loved her lifestyle. Well, she thought she did until she realized that she allowed very little time for her physical fitness and she did not pay much attention to her eating habits. So because of this, this client was feeling very fatigued. She was actually getting episodes of depression, or what she felt was negative.
Really?
Yeah, negative mood disorder was what was occurring to her. She couldn't understand why. So when she first came to me, she basically told me that she seemed to be really happy. Everything was going really well in life, but she was feeling kind of crappy sometimes. And so we explored different areas of her life, and that's when we realized that time management was not her strong point. And we worked really, really hard on integrating pockets of free time where she could practice mindfulness, implement yoga and meditation into her lifestyle, find time to go out and buy healthy snacks and have them in her handbag, have them in her desk at work, and have them in her cupboard at home so that when she reached out for a snack during the busy day, she would have something that's healthy. And we also found time for her to facilitate fun activities that would also coincide with her physical fitness. So for this client, it was mountain bike riding, rock climbing, just fun, fun activities she could do with groups of friends, not necessarily alone. So for her, in her situation, why I believe it's a success story is because she's a busy girl. She's a super busy girl. And most people think that they can't be healthy or they can't be better because they're so busy. But she is one of my clients, one of my success stories, who was unbelievably busy, but with a few little alterations to her lifestyle, she was able to go from a 5 to a 9.5 in how she felt overall.
Wow. And I know those success stories really make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we definitely, it's a wonderful story, and I see we have a few minutes for perhaps another one if you have another success story, because I know many people in our audience are dealing with this issue. And hearing these stories, it's definitely inspiring for many people out there. So do you have any other success stories that you would like to share?
Sure. There was a couple I was working with, just a young couple. They were newly married, and they had first come to me for a relationship counseling. So when they first walked into my office, they were a little bit concerned because they had a great courting period of their relationship. And then after the wedding, they basically found out that there were lots of little habits that each one had that were making them fight a lot once they moved in together. And also they found that their eating habits were kind of not so great, and they were encouraging each other to comfort eat together. So because they were a married couple and life was busy, they'd often order pizza after work and sit on, you know, the couch and watch TV together. So they basically reported having an unhealthy lifestyle along with a lot of arguments. And now arguments are so typical to any relationship.
Yes.
But for me, as a counselor and as a coach, I really wanted to find out what was the root cause of the arguments. What were they really about? Because there often is some sort of a pattern when it comes to relationship arguments. And so with this couple, they were arguing about just silly things, really, like superficial things, which were habits.
We can all
relate
to that.
Yeah, so things like, he left the dishes in the sink and it was overflowing, and then I couldn't get to make my meal in the morning. The husband had reported that the wife was buying a lot of junk food, and that's why he was putting on weight. They both reported that they were not managing their time well enough, and this was causing more irritability between them. And so they were just bickering about things that were very, very superficial. So once I found out more and more information about the root cause of the arguments, I was able to basically put it down to time management issues, a difference in lifestyle patterns. So this is more related to how each individual grew up, you know, habits that you learn as a child from your parents and how you apply that in your own lifestyle. Because we all do things differently. We learn to dress our beds in one particular way, or we learn to clean the shower from our parents one particular way. There's all sorts of different things that we learn that when we come together with a partner, it might be different. So when I identified that these issues were coming from lifestyle differences, then I was able to look at conflict resolution issues with this particular couple. So we talked about that. And then when we also looked at their lifestyle issues, fitness came up into it. They both miss an overall health. So when I worked with this couple, it was very comprehensive. As you can tell, I dug into a lot of different areas, but I was able to help them understand it in a more clear way so that they were conscious of where everything was stemming from. And so we worked on communication patterns, we worked on healthy eating, we worked on physical fitness, we worked on compromise and conflict resolution. And within 3 months of working with me, the couple reported that they were feeling happier and more satisfied in their relationship. They reported that their love life was better, that they felt more connected to one another. And
I know many of the couples listening in right now are definitely interested by hearing that.
Oh, yes.
Well, so, Commander, I'm very happy that you did get an opportunity to really share these success stories, and this way everyone in our audience really know the benefits that they would receive when they do choose to start working with you. And, Kamantha, I am very happy, again, to have you on today. We are out of time. And, everyone, please visit her again at thehealthbabe.com. And she's also on numerous social media sites. Please either Google Kamantha Naidu or The Health Babe. And, Kamantha, you have a very wonderful day. It was great having you on.
Thank you so much for having me, Matthew. Happy Friday.
To you as well. And to everyone out there, we'll see you next week. Thank you for tuning in with ACC News. You have a great weekend.